Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Well, most of you know Barry Rosner, written for years and years and years for the Daily Herald. Funny little fella, too, Dave.
He is a very funny guy and a great writer.
Yep, and known him for years. And he wrote a story about Peggy Kaczynski. Now, there's very few people in this business where you could say, I've never run across anybody that doesn't like that individual. I've never crossed anybody that doesn't like Peggy Kaczynski.
Agreed.
I mean, there's nobody that goes, ugh, that Peggy. And she's worked her tail off for years. I mean, we go all the way back to the, you know, the 90s and the Loop and work she was doing for Kevin Matthews and all that. And she carved out a great TV career and raising a family. So fast forward to a few years ago, and her sister, her idol, if you will, rock of the family, has cancer. It gets worse and she passes. So, understandably, Peggy's a mess. I mean, well, who wouldn't be in that situation? Rosner lays all this out in the story. There was a suggestion by someone, and she thought it wasn't a bad idea. Well, stay busy. Blackhawks are in the playoffs. A particular game, after the game, she did what she always did. She's in a scrum in the middle of folks asking questions. And she asked Patrick Kane if he'd ever scored an overtime game winner. Knowing full well what the answer was, it was just she was exhausted and emotionally spent. And it kind of changed her professional world. And you're saying, well, how's that even possible? Well, because of the pettiness of the internet and how one small comment or one thing or one slightly off day at work can change your world, she had people bringing it up to her, judging her on it again and again and again. And that brings us to Peggy, who joins us now on the phone. I hope I did the story justice. Is that a fair summation?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty fair. It's, you know, good morning, by the way.
Hi.
Good morning.
I apologize if you can hear water slapping, waves slapping a boat next to me. I'm in the middle of a lake in Wisconsin with my daughter. So
very impressive cell service.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why I had to go all the way out to the end of the pier to make sure that I did get a cell signal, because I typically don't out here.
Very impressive. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, aside from what we're already talking about here, is this pettiness of the internet and these know-it-all attackers and things. I mean, you went through it.
Yeah, you know, and that was 5 years ago. And, everybody in every job, no matter what profession you have, will go through where you have bad days and, you just never forget the worst day. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what was happening with me, is that I just never forgot that day because people kept bringing it up. And, you know, I thought I had moved on and, oh, I'm going to be really tough. I always prided myself on being the toughest chick in the media room. And, when you're going through grief, some things just hit harder than others and you can't control it.
Right.
And so as much as I tried to get past that, the Patrick Kane incident, I just kept getting all these reminders from these trolls online. And yes, we all say, don't listen to them. Oh, move on. Who's that? Just one idiot. But, you know, it's part of the human condition. We do care. And it just kept, if it wasn't involved with the time when I lost my sister, I would have been able to move on. But it was just this whole, just horrible confluence of events that was happening, and it led to the decline in my performance in my job, and I just never, ever wanted that to happen. And I thought, well, I've covered enough athletes to know that you don't always get a choice in your exit, and I just said, it's time. It was time for me to step away, and so I did.
Peggy, what prompted you to talk about this now, or was it just that Barry asked you about it?
Oh, Lord, this is, I'm going to be really, really honest here.
Mm-hmm.
I never have talked about this, the whole Patrick Kane question and how it affected me. Never, ever, because I don't want anyone feeling sorry for me. You know why? Because someone next door has it much worse than me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone down the street had a harder tragedy. I never want anyone to feel sorry for me, but I ran into Barry at the BMW Championship Media Day at Medina Country Club.
That's where we saw.
And I had invited him to come on my podcast, The Sportscaster and Her Son. And I said, hey, you know, why don't you come on? He goes, I just can't. I'm going through a hard time right now. And Barry's had very difficult losses recently in his own personal life.
Right.
And I said, oh, Barry, I get it. I totally understand. And he goes, no, listen to this. And he started telling me, and I said, well, listen to this. And I told him my story, and I told him because I wanted him to know there are others like us. You know, people go through this every day. You're not alone. Don't beat yourself up over this. You know, it took me 5 years to be able to say, you know what, I'm good. I'm good. Life is great. I accept everything now. And I just wanted to help him through it. And next thing I know, I'm telling him my whole story. And I thought, oh gosh, here we go. And, you know, it's hard for me even now to talk about it. It's hard for me to hear you saying those things. But, you know, it is life. It's life.
Well, I think it is public people. You know, there is a kind of a way of therapy, I suppose, and paying it forward by telling a story like this so people understand, as Barry did, that he's not alone.
Exactly. And I remember Bernie Nichols came from the Kings, played for the Blackhawks.
Sure.
I remember early in my career, I was standing at Bernie's locker, and he said, you know, Peg, before you lay into me, sometimes you just got to realize things are not going great at home.
Right.
You know, I think he had a child who was sick at the time. And he said, you know, we make mistakes. So just, you know, lighten up a little bit on us because you never know what's going on at home. I have never forgotten that. And I used to think that I had empathy for the athletes that maybe were having a bad day. But you really don't understand until you go through it yourself. And then you go, oh, gosh. And, yeah, you just want other people to know, hey, you are not alone. This happens to all of us, and you just work your way through it. It's not, and grief is really hard. It's, there just isn't a roadmap, and it affects everybody differently, and some people can bury themselves in their work, and some people just can't even focus on their work anymore. So, you know, it's hard, and yet we all will go through it, and we all do go through it, and we all find a way to get through it.
Peggy, what would you say to somebody who maybe is not in our business, but someone who finds themselves, from any walk of life, who finds themselves victimized by the trolls or the negative stuff that's out there on Twitter or Facebook or wherever?
I think you have to find something to laugh about, and just, you really, truly have to blow them off and stop reading it. I used to try to direct message people. I tried to respond to each one. And I think that you really, truly have to just get away from it. It is not the end all be all.
Right.
It is not. Do your work and then you let it go and go home and enjoy your family. Do not live by it. You know, have to have your phone next to you. You have to read every single thing. I didn't even know Barry's article was coming out until late last night. I started getting all these messages from people in the media. And like I said, my cell service is not great up here. You know, and I thought, what is going on? And I turned it on. I thought, oh, my Lord, here we go. Oh, this is going to be hard. You know, it's you just can't live by it. You can't live by it. You have to be able to put the phone down, and you have to just enjoy the people that you're around.
Speaking of enjoying the people you're around, you're not doing a podcast with your kid.
I know. I'm not so sure he's enjoying being around me more.
It's got to be nothing but fun. I mean, was that his idea or your idea or both of you?
No, it was my idea. You know, about a year ago, I was getting antsy being at home and not doing sports as regularly as I wanted to. I'm on what I call the super part-time basis now at NBC. So yeah, I was looking for something to do, and I started listening to podcasts when I work out, and I thought, gosh, I could do this, but I need someone, you know, it's my old radio days. I need someone to play off of.
Sure.
I need someone, you know, to talk to and to respond to. And one of my twins Jason is pursuing a sports broadcasting career. He's in high school. He's going to be a senior this year. And I said, come on, do this podcast with me. And he said, oh, come on, Mom, only old people listen to podcasts. I said, no, you're wrong. I said, you're wrong. Come on, just do it. We'll do sports. We'll do different topics. I'll let you have your opinion. I'll have my opinion. Because we talk sports at home all the time. And so he agreed. I think he agreed because it would look good on his college apps.
Well, so what?
That's why he did it.
Here's the bonus good reason.
It's good. It's a good enough reason. And the bonus is you guys get to hang out and you take that or take every minute of that.
Yes, and that's what I love about it. It is great. It is, you know, anyone with teenagers know you are not their favorite people. You know, they're finding their independence, and I don't see him as much. We don't do things as much together, and this we get to do, and it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. His eyes have been opened. My eyes have been opened by him. You know, and it's great. It's really, you know, I'm kind of writing the script now, which is great.
The point you make about not paying attention to it is really difficult, but you do have to do it. I don't care what business you're in, but if you're a public person, you have a situation now where folks have more access than ever. And I don't know if people are angrier now, because I don't know, Peggy, go back to the 90s on the Loop days. If they had, the public had access to us then, would we have heard the same thing, or we have heard less? And secondarily, the problem we have is we can get 100 great comments, but the one or two negative ones are the ones that stick you.
That is so true, and I don't know why that is. It's because we know when we've had, when I've done a story that's not great, or I had a bad interview, because we want to be better, so the negative kind of pushes us to be better.
Right.
But now, oh, Lord, the negative on social media is just, it's really unfair. And you have to realize that this is somebody who would never, ever say those things to your face.
Yeah,
they just would never. You know, they're hiding behind it, and you just have to find a way to just brush it off and move on and, you know, just be confident in what you do.
There's a mean-spiritedness that when I was starting in this business, it wasn't there.
I don't think it was either.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think it was.
But it's out there.
Well, listen, go play with your kid. Go have fun. Remember, put on your floaties if you're swimming. and have fun up there. And we love you, Peg. And I thought it was a cool story, and I'm glad you helped Barry, and Barry helped you, and I thought he did a great job writing it. So thanks for coming on.
Great to talk with you, Steve. Be well.
All right, there you go. It's Peggy Kaczynski.